You think Calvin Harris, whenever he hears a Taylor Swift song, goes, damn, she could have had it all?
No.
I think he probably cries in the corner in the fetal position.
All right, we're going to try to keep everything lighthearted. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, there is a new celebrity poll that talks about if you could pick any celebrity to be president, which one would you pick? And this is not, we're not getting into politics, none of that. This is just fun. Like your favorite movie or TV star, which one would, you know, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been recently talking about running for president. There was a weird joke thing that Kid Rock said he was going to, you know, be a senator in Michigan. So who would you pick?
All right, let's play pretend time.
Hey, Kansas City. Sometimes the real world stinks. So here at the Rocket and Teresa Show, we like to take a break from reality. Are you guys ready for pretend time? It's my favorite time of day. I got no worries, no bills to pay. Let my cares fade away. It's pretend time.
According to this survey, I'll read you the top five. Dwayne okay. Johnson was number five, which makes sense because he's obviously a very good businessman, and he has actually joked about running for president. Number four is Jon Stewart. I think he actually could pull it off.
Jon Stewart, yeah.
Number three, Morgan Freeman. I don't think that's because he has the ability. I think it's because he plays a good president in the movies.
Yeah, and he always brings the world together after it fell apart.
And he has a really good voice to listen to.
Imagine those State of the Union.
Yeah, like
Morgan
Freeman
voice.
I would tune into the speeches just to hear his voice.
Oh, yeah.
Number two was Ellen DeGeneres, and then the number one celebrity that people picked if they could choose, Tom Hanks for president.
Okay. I see that.
You know, I actually could see that in real life. Because he also seems like a very, just a good person all around and has a good head on his shoulders. I could see him doing it.
All right, so give us a call right now. Who would you like to see president? You got to, you know, once again, this is lighthearted.
Yeah. This is not politics. We don't want all this yucky stuff. Just for fun. Your favorite celeb.
816-576-7093 or pound 93. Teresa, if you had to pick one, who would you pick?
Are we playing this because you had to be insane to want to be president?
That's true.
You know, honestly, I feel like this is a pretty good list. I think Jon Stewart or Tom Hanks would both do a really good job.
Tara?
I'm thinking the actress that plays Beverly Goldberg. What is her name? It's a very
would
long
she
name.
Be dressed as Beverly Goldberg?
Oh, that goes
like
without saying.
Like she wouldn't
saying.
Look like she does in real life?
No.
Oh my God, I think that's amazing.
She'd be in a sweater. I think the country could use a good smother.
Yes.
Someone that makes sure we're fed, we're taken care of.
And shrimp parm.
You know, that's a really good point. We need this nowadays.
We need some smothering.
Yes.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix.
Hi.
What's your name?
Stacy,
who would you pick?
Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang.
Yes.
Not Jim Parsons, Sheldon Cooper.
Yes.
Except he's so OCD and quirky that he would start making all these weird rules and you wouldn't be allowed to touch things. And
true.
I feel like he would take away a lot of our freedom.
All right, thank you. Do we know the names?
We don't. Let's find out.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Hi. Hello, going once. Anybody there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I think Rob Lowe would be a great president just because he's so hot.
Just because he's hot.
I agree with that. It would just be fun to look at him.
Exactly.
All right, thank you.
Let's go to Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, about yourself?
Very well, thanks. Hey, what about Judge Judy? Don't you think she could do some damage?
I do, but she'd yell at everybody.
She's mean.
She'd be scary.
I know, but she'd give some people in order for sure.
It is true, but I feel like she'd yell.
Yeah, she does.
All right, thank you.
I wouldn't want to work for her.
I wouldn't either.
Are we not getting these names through?
We have Cindy trouble. On this one.
Cindy, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, you?
I'm good. I'm on my way to work.
Who would you want to be president?
I would want Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, you know what? He's good, too.
He's good.
He is. He's
I like
awesome.
Him. He's one of my favorite talk show hosts. I don't know if I want to be president, though.
True.
You don't think so?
No, because I do really like him, but I also feel like he can get on a soapbox.
Yeah, he's real caring, though.
He is very caring and genuine.
Let's go to Jill.
Hey, Jill.
Good morning.
Hi, who would you want to be president?
Jack from Sons of Anarchy.
Refresh my memory. Which one's Jack? Is he the main guy?
Oh, Charlie.
He was Charlie Hunnam.
Charlie.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes. I'd take Charlie Hunnam any day.
My Facebook is blowing up with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, well, and I think he could legitimately run.
Yeah, one more.
How about Amy?
Amy, who would you want to be president?
I was just going to say The Rock.
Yep, he came in number five on the list.
He is gorgeous.
I wouldn't mind seeing him on Mount Everest.
Okay.
KMXP, Kansas City. Yo, here we come!